Love the sound of that cowbell. Here we go. Friday afternoon. All right, cloudy, a few scattered showers around the area. But you just heard in the forecast from Peyton Malone that it looks like most of the rain was going to happen this morning, and it should be nice. I was on Bourbon Street last night, and at 9:30, it started to rain. And not long after that, it poured. It wasn't just like light rain. I mean, it poured. It didn't seem to dampen spirits. People found shelter under balconies and things like that and then went right back out on the street. We'll talk a little bit about Halloween, but right now it's time for you to reach over there and crank it up because this is what you have been working for. Okay, we have a lot to talk about. We are 4 days away from the election. Are you ready? Have you voted? If you haven't voted, are you ready to vote? You know, when I look at the numbers, I know this isn't going to happen. But when I look at the numbers of registered Republicans, registered Democrats, and registered independents in the state of Louisiana, unless I'm missing something, it would be mathematically possible for Kamala Harris to win Louisiana. It's not going to happen because you can't just go by the registration of a voter. Because a lot of registered Democrats are voting for Trump. They're essentially Republicans. Democrats in this part of the country are very conservative, kind of like Republicans in, say, Massachusetts are very liberal. So I find that interesting. But mathematically, you know, something could happen and she could win. It's not going to happen, but it is possible. So, look, I just encourage that everybody get out and vote if you haven't voted early. And we'll talk even more about that on Friday, but we'll talk about that on the show today. It is November the 1st. If you went out Halloween night, I hope you had a great time. Bourbon Street was absolutely packed. It was more crowded than I remember it being last year. It was crowded. Oz was just wall-to-wall people. A couple of other places were just absolutely packed. The rain, again, caused people to seek shelter, you know, under French Quarter balconies and awnings. But as soon as the rain was over, they went back onto the street. And again, I wasn't expecting that rain. I mean, I had to buy an umbrella. I mean, it was $8, so that's not a big deal. But you know, I usually go prepared, but I thought the rain was over. I had no idea. And so it started raining and had to get an umbrella. And I wasn't the only one doing that. All right. Today, November 1st, is All Saints Day. This is a day that we recognize and remember all of the saints, like Archie Manning, Danny Abramowitz, Willie Rofe, Marcus Colston, who else? We remember all the saints. Also, in Western Christianity, this is a day to remember all of the saints in the church. Now, also, this is the birthday of the New Orleans Saints. On this day, November 1st, 1966, the NFL awarded the city of New Orleans with an NFL team. Now, before that, Dave Dixon was one of the people who was very, very instrumental in bringing us an NFL team. And I remember going with my dad to a couple of exhibition games. I know the Detroit Lions played in one of them. I don't remember the other team. But they were trying to introduce the NFL to New Orleans. And there were some exhibition games played in New Orleans at Tulane Stadium. And response was so good that added to the project of bringing an NFL team to New Orleans. And again, Dave Dixon was a guy who was really, really instrumental behind that. So this is the day we were awarded the NFL franchise. And the next year, you know, we were playing football. So, it's a day to remember. It's a big day. Catholic Church and other Protestant religions and Western Christianity, All Saints Day is a day to celebrate all of the saints. All right. Also, Ann Kirkpatrick, the new NOPD chief, is celebrating her first anniversary in office. And congratulations to Ann Kirkpatrick, because we cannot ignore the drop in crime. And, you know, we've had this on our news. We've had this in stories on our website. But the rate of violent crime going down in New Orleans cannot be ignored. And I know that there are people who just want to automatically become very skeptical of this. Well, I don't know. You know, it's really not true. Of course, there's still crime out there. But there are people who thrive on being negative. And I think the other thing that happens is once people make a stance, like, okay, here's the statement. Crime is bad in New Orleans. It's the fault of Democrats. It's a Democrat-led city. Crime is bad. They let the criminals go. So crime is bad, and I'm never going to New Orleans. And so people make that statement. That becomes part of who they are. Again, they personalize their politics, and for a lot of people, it is political. It's their way of rejecting Democratic ideology. And we've talked about the negative aspects of how Democrats, compared to Republicans, tend to treat law and order. Unless, of course, it's January 6th. That was a whole different story. So, I've talked about that. And Democratic ideology has definitely enhanced crime in major cities. But for the people who say New Orleans is bad, it's a Democrat-run city, and I'm never going to New Orleans. Well, if things change and if crime goes down, the reason they weren't coming to New Orleans is because of the crime. But if crime goes down, they don't want to admit that now they're wrong, that New Orleans isn't a bad place. And so I think a lot of those people are not going to just suddenly come back to New Orleans. And I think that's sad, because the reason they didn't come here or stop coming here was because of the crime. But the crime is down significantly in every single category. It's down at least 40%. And I went out last night, and there were no problems. And I go to New Orleans I live in New Orleans, but I go downtown, go to the French Quarter. I would say for a resident, I go on a regular basis. And there are people who won't do that. And if you don't want to do that, that's okay. But I don't think you can use crime as an excuse anymore, because things have changed. And things have changed under Ann Kirkpatrick. Now, I give Mayor Cantrell credit for hiring her, although the interim chief, Michelle Woodfork, seemed to be doing a really, really good job. And some think that she should have been the NOPD chief. But anyway, that's over. I'm sure Woodfork is still behind the scenes, a major part of this, and Ann Kirkpatrick wanted her to be. So look, I mean, heading into the weekend, this is good news. You still have to be vigilant. You still have to be careful. But I mean, crime is down so significantly that it really can't be ignored. All right, there was a Halloween parade in Pennsylvania, Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania. And this was last night, Halloween night, and this was a controversial float. It really wasn't a float, it was a vehicle that was sort of decorated. And they don't have floats like we do, but they had a parade and they had different kind of vehicles in it. I'm sure there were some convertibles and politicians were sitting on the back of convertibles. But we'll tell you about why this particular vehicle was very controversial, and it involved Kamala Harris. Also, this is the weekend we switch from standard time. No, we switch from daylight savings time to standard time. So essentially, we're taking an hour of daylight from the afternoon and putting it on the morning. And I know a lot of people hate this, and a lot of people suffer from seasonal affective disorder, because, you know, for many of us, and I'm in that situation now, I wasn't when I was doing morning radio for so many years, but I leave the station now in the wintertime, and it's dark. And the days are going to continue to get shorter toward the end of December. So when the sun goes down early, you know, people are affected by that. I try not to let that bother me. And, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do. But I don't think anybody should let losing an hour of sleep or gaining an hour of sleep, I don't think that part of it is that big a deal. Now, adjusting to it getting dark earlier, that's a big deal. For kids who are going to be at the bus stop in the morning, or for those of you who like want to take an early morning jog, it's going to be light in the morning at that time when it has been dark. So for some of you, that's going to be a very positive change. But we'll talk a little bit about that. But, you know, on any given night, you can lose an hour of sleep. On any given night, you go to sleep early and you get an extra hour of sleep. So I think in a lot of ways, the psychologist try to get a lot of attention by talking about all of the health issues associated with the time change. It's just an hour. You know, you're going to get an hour less sleep. How is that big of a deal? All right. Liz Cheney is firing back at Donald Trump, and Donald Trump was talking about, having a strong attitude toward our enemy when it comes to war. But Donald Trump, I think, made a serious, serious mistake when he called Liz Cheney stupid. You know, that's a big thing for him to do. Again, as I said the other day, we don't know what Donald Trump's IQ is. And there are times that he kind of indicates that maybe his IQ is not that high. So maybe he feels good if he puts somebody else down, talking about Kamala Harris being stupid and having a low IQ. Trump doesn't want to reveal what his IQ is. But he called her stupid and a war hawk and said that how would she feel if they had a firing squad and all the guns were pointed right at her face? But this is the way Donald Trump thinks. That's the way he feels about Liz Cheney. Now, I know it's in the context of this discussion about war, but it should be unacceptable. But that's Donald Trump. And that's why when he talks about how he is afraid of and wants to deal with the enemy from within, you can't include Liz Cheney as the enemy from within. She's a Republican. And she's decided that she's not going to support Trump. She doesn't like Trump. Tell me why she doesn't have that right. Why does that make her the enemy from within? Well, it doesn't. We're going to get to that discussion this afternoon. All right, Canada is doing something a little different with your basic pizza. And you know, actually, it sounds like a good idea. So I'm going to share that with you. Some right-wing radio hosts in Wisconsin, a swing state, and a few other swing states, they're already gearing up their audiences for election denial. Now think about the irony here. They gear everybody up to deny the results of the election no matter what. Well, what if friggin' Trump wins? You want to deny the results of the election? You want to talk about all the fraud? Why are they talking about fraud so early? And Trump is already pushing the fraud issue. So, again, we've got a lot to get to this afternoon. J.D. Vance says Republicans made a mistake going after Hunter Biden and the whole laptop thing. In fact, he even said, I want to hang out with him. How do you feel about that? All right, so, yeah, as you can tell, a lot going on. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, Ian is off today. Coleman is our studio producer back at the studio. Good afternoon, Coleman.
Scoot, I have to tell you why I don't like the time change.
Okay.
All right, so throughout the year, my body, you know, it kind of gets used to a rhythm of when I'm supposed to go potty or not. And I like to potty at my house. But when the time changes, sometimes I don't potty at my house. I have to come to work. And then my body's like, hey, it's that time. It's like, oh, man, I already made it to work. Well, I couldn't, you know. That. And besides, you know, changing all the clocks on your microwaves and your ovens and stuff like that. I hate to have to adjust my entire body's rhythm for my potty sessions.
I get that. And, you know, it's always, you know, I don't think everybody feels this way, but it's always more comfortable to potty at home than it is in a strange place. I mean, even work. I mean, sometimes you got to go. But, you know, I'd rather potty at home than at work. So, you know, I get that. Now, do you find that your pottying rhythm develops a new rhythm once the time change takes place?
Yeah, but here's the dilemma. So by the time my body gets used to it, then like a week later, the time changes back. So it takes so long. It takes a while for my body to get used to it.
Wow.
And by the time I get used to it, it's time to change again. So it's like, oh, man, I just got used to it.
Well, another reason to just drink a beer.
I don't need an excuse for that.
Okay. All right. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I love that Saints quarterback Derek Carr says he is going to be a psychopath when he returns to the Saints. The Saints play the Panthers in Carolina Sunday. They have to win. But will they? I get concerned, even against a team like the Panthers, when the Saints are put into a situation where, I mean, there's going to be no excuse for losing. They have to win this game. They have to win. Already the season is almost a disaster, but it's not there yet. I mean, the season's half over, and a lot can happen. So I'm not giving up on the Saints, but they absolutely have to win. I love that Derek Carr, who's always mild-mannered and calm, and, well, we lost the game, and da-da-da-da-da, and just has that kind of monotone demeanor in the face of an embarrassing loss. I love that he sounds fired up. I hope he does act like a psychopath. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Free for All Friday, and we'll be right back on WWL. You know, even if I disagree with opinions, I respect people who are willing to get up and stand up for what they believe in. And because of the number of people who are just so right-wing, sometimes making comments on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, I really respect those people who answer them, who respond to some of the responses to some of the things that I posted on my Facebook page. And, you know, there's some just really right-wing radical stuff on there. And I really respect the people who, in the face of all of that, knowing that these people might come back and criticize them, that they stand up and say what they believe in. Because that's what this country's all about. But we are not and should never, ever be considered the enemy from within. I wrote a blog about this. You know, if you scroll down, you can still find it on the SOTA Facebook page. And the comments about that as well. All right, let's get to some of your calls on this free-for-all Friday afternoon. Let's go to Mike in Slidell. Mike, welcome to the show. Happy Friday.
Hi, Scoot. Been listening to you for a long time. I grew up listening to you, so it's good to finally call your show.
You mean you're a first-time caller?
Your show? Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. Well, we've got to give you a little special treatment here. We honor first-time callers. You know, those people have been listening for a long time and finally decide to call in. So, listen, it humbles me, and it's such an honor that people talk about how long they've been listening. I've been doing it a long time, so I thank you very much for that, Mike.
You're welcome, sir. First off, I got two things I would like to talk to you about, Mr. Scoot.
Okay.
First thing would be, I love Derek Carr as a quarterback. And as a person, he has great values. I like his face. I like him as a person. I like him as a quarterback. I think they should let him sit the rest of the year and then bring him back, you know, for whatever amount of years they want to bring him back. But I think they should see which one of these backup quarterbacks is an asset that they could use either trade in a draft or to hold on to for the future. But I think they should let one guy start one game, then the other guy, Jay Haner, start the next game, and they just swap. Because, I mean, right now they're at two wins. They're going to get a high draft pick because they're so low on the winning scale. So what is it going to hurt by putting out your best player for him to, what, get hurt for nothing? There's nothing to play for this season. I'm sorry. Yeah. Throw it away. We will hope for next year. And the second thing I'd like to...
I'll let you go ahead, but let's stop there. Let me comment on that. I think that's an interesting strategy.
Sure.
I'm not ready to give up on the Saints yet because a lot can happen in the second half of the year. Derek Carr, at the end of last season and at the beginning of this season, was brilliant in many ways.
Yeah, he went on a tear.
I think it's interesting that the Saints don't seem to... I don't know. They don't seem to be willing to, like, maybe there haven't been opportunities for them to draft a really top quarterback that's going to become their franchise quarterback. You know, we haven't really had one of those since Drew Brees. And it's time for the Saints to, I'm sure they are, but it's time for the Saints to think in that direction. And, you know, they're going to have to let the guy get out there. Look at Jaden Daniels. I mean, you're not going to find many people like that, but he's incredible. Stroud in Houston, he's doing a great job and has been since he's been a rookie quarterback. So it can be done with a rookie quarterback. And sooner or later, the Saints are going to have to figure out who that quarterback is.
And if they can't land a quarterback I mean, I'd like to just think until Arch Manning comes out and have him play for us. But, you know, if they can't get a quarterback with the draft, I think they should get a great offensive lineman and just help protect Derek Carr.
Yeah.
As we have seen, the offensive line, we're swapping every position because they all are getting hurt. We need either to go after a top offensive lineman or, like you said, a quarterback. I don't see a quarterback that's blowing me away this year, so I would go after the biggest, baddest offensive lineman. But on the politics issue, Mr. Scoot, when I was a child, Democrats and Republicans went across the aisle and they agreed on things. And also, when they disagreed, we can agree to disagree, but we'll still shake hands and be friends after. Nowadays, it's one-sided. Democrats vote and vote with their party, and that's it. And then Republicans do the same thing. I just think for the country to be at a better place with all the citizens of this great country, they need to reach across the aisle more. They need to work together more and stop this hateful speech by both sides. They both say hateful things, and, I mean, they've attempted to kill this man twice. And, you know, that's not nice, you know, to have this man almost killed. And, you know, I respect whoever is in office. You know why? Because I'm an American, and that's who's in charge of the free world. And I just want that the Congress reach across the aisle more, work together. This is not, let's just, you know, vote one party one way and that's it. No, they need to work together to where the country is unified, sir.
Mike, I agree with you. And Ronald Reagan, Well, Mike, I appreciate that. I mean, you bring up, you know, really good points. But again, be cautious about when you say they tried to kill Trump twice. That's not Democrats. That's not liberals. That was the work of two deranged individuals, almost three deranged individuals that, you know, decided that that's what they were going to do. But the sad thing is there are a lot of people who silently back what they were trying to do. I mean, that's how bad it is. But I remember when Ronald Reagan and Speaker of the House Tip O'Neill, man, these guys publicly disagreed on everything. But when it came down to doing the right thing for the American people, they shook hands and they agreed and they compromised. And poor John McCain was bashed and trashed because he was willing to go across the aisle. That BS should stop. Let's go to Joe in Metairie. Joe, you're on WWL. Happy Friday.
Yeah, how you doing, Scoop?
I'm good.
I just want to mention, I don't think Liz Cheney's stupid. I just think she's a traitor, and her mouth got her kicked out of Congress. Don't have a job no more. All she can do is blast Trump like everybody else, like Obama, like his wife. Stacey Abrams yesterday said that black men are racist. Stacey Abrams, isn't that a very intelligent statement?
No, it's not. And I don't think it's right to call Liz Cheney a traitor. Liz Cheney, like other Republicans, has decided that she's...
Like a whole lot.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Joe.
Has a good head on his shoulder. Do you think, I'd like to know his opinion on what Obama and his wife said about black men voting for Trump and what Stacey Abrams called the black men a racist. I'd like to get an answer from Coleman. Is that possible?
Sure. So I do think when Obama was urging people to vote for Kamala Harris, and he said that the fear seems to be that we don't want to vote for a woman, I do think that was an irresponsible comment by Barack Obama. And I do think it was irresponsible for Joe Biden to say, if you're not black, if you don't vote for me. So, yeah, there has been some irresponsible comments made by, you know, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Barack Obama. A lot of people, when they try to persuade black people to vote. And I don't like being like a demographic, like, hey, black people, you must do this or else. So, yeah, no matter who does it, it does offend me to a certain extent. But I understand that's politics.
I agree with that. But Joe, you know, Liz Cheney's not a traitor. She's one of many Republicans who doesn't want to vote for Trump. That just means she's making a decision. She might be a traitor in your eyes, but she's not a traitor to America.
Column because she was in Congress. She's not a traitor to America. She's a traitor to the Republicans.
Well, a lot of Republicans are traitors to Republicans because a lot of Republicans are not voting for Trump. You all don't have to vote the same in the same way that all African Americans don't have to vote the same.
I'm not going to question that. You're right. But all these other things that are going on, I tell you what, each day I'm feeling better and better when I hear black people talk to me, a few of my black friends who's going to vote for Trump. And I see the polls and I see Jim Brown's daughter came out to support Trump. She said that he did more for blacks than any president in history.
And Kimberly, there are a lot of African Americans who feel that way.
Jim Brown's daughter yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, there's a lot. You know, but what you're doing is you're picking those people that fit your agenda. There are a lot of Republicans, and I mean, I can't name them all, but there are a lot of mainstream Republicans who are denouncing Donald Trump in the harshest possible way. But they, in your mind, they might be traitors to the Republican Party. But you just called her a traitor. And when I think about a traitor, I think about somebody who's a traitor to America. Liz Cheney and all the Republicans who are not voting for Trump are not traitors to America. All right. When we come back, I want to tell you about this.
I do not speak for all black people. I do not speak for all New Orleanians, and I do not speak for all males. Just because I am a part of a certain demographic, I don't want people to assume that I should have decisions made just because I'm a part of that demographic. I'm an individual thinker, so my thoughts are my own, so I cannot speak for an entire race, an entire gender, an entire country, an entire city.
I got that impression when you were talking, and I mean, I'm glad you clarified that, but I got that impression when you were talking. And, you know, the idea that, like, all blacks, all Republicans, all Democrats are going to vote the same, I mean, that's ridiculous. So anyway, we'll continue as we are now 4 days away from the election. So when we come back, I want to tell you about this this Halloween parade float, not really a float, but a vehicle in a Halloween parade in Pennsylvania. I want to talk about the criticism of this. What do you think? Was it something that went over the line? Was it inappropriate? Or is it like, hey, come on, it's a parade. It's Halloween. Just have fun. Well, I'll tell you about that. It's been called racist and offensive. Do you think it's racist and offensive? I'll tell you about it when we come back. I'm Scoot on the Air, Free for All Friday. We are heading into the weekend on WWL. You know, this song is from the 70s, I think, and I remember playing it on the air when I was doing music radio years ago. And, you know, this song doesn't speak about today. It speaks about the past. You know, there are no good guys. There are no bad guys. There's you and me, and we just disagree. That is gone. That's over. That's not part of the equation any longer when you talk about politics. I'm Scoot on the Air, Free for All Friday. There was a float in a Halloween parade last night in Pennsylvania. Mount Pleasant's Volunteer Fire Department organizes this parade. They said in a statement that they don't really want to say much about the float. It's pretty much first come, first serve, and it really wasn't a float per se. It was a vehicle. So let me describe this. This vehicle was decorated with U.S. flags. Donald Trump support signs were on it. There were people dressed like Secret Service agents, and there was a person that was dressed up like Vice President Kamala Harris. She was in chains being pulled behind the float. Now, a lot of people describe this as racist. Some describe it as offensive. Is this going too far? I mean, it sounds like one of our, you know, politically oriented parades that we have here around Mardi Gras. But was this too much? Is this inappropriate? You know, I mean, I can understand how this would be offensive, but it's, you know, it's a parade. It's a Halloween parade. And I can't, It is totally inappropriate. It is offensive to a lot of people. But I don't think anybody should be making a big deal about this. You know, it happened, and this is just a reflection of how ugly, you know, political discourse is today. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Phil in Metairie. Phil, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
No, they're still on the road.
Phil on the road. All right, Phil, wherever you are, welcome to the show.
You know I talk with you from time to time. Well, how do you? I know you use Duke with Joe for entertainment. Okay, he have the IQ of a barrel egg or something.
But how you, Joe is entertaining. Yeah,
spokesman for a black man.
Wait, tell me that again.
I say he have the IQ of a barrel egg or something. But how you always want to be a spokesman for a black man and say his brothers? I would like to see him go to D Block so they can have him braid and hair.
Yeah, I don't know that, you know, Joe talks about his black friends like he's an expert on black thought. And again, black thought is very varied and diverse, and it's ignorant to suggest that all blacks think and vote alike.
He's just one of the most doofus characters. I get much entertainment out of him. I say, oh, here come this dummy. What are you going to see again? He sounds just like the guy you want to vote for president.
Well, you know, Phil, that's why we have some people on. I mean, they're truly entertainment.
I don't know. Give him a coloring book next time you call.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. All right, Phil, I'm glad you called the show. Let's go to Paul in Metairie. Paul, you're on WWL. Happy Friday.
Scoop? Yeah, same to you. Long time listener.
Appreciate
trying to remember, did I listen to you on bus 66 or bus 365?
I appreciate that.
You're about 3 years older than me, and what have you been on, B97 at that time?
Probably, yeah. You know, and back in those days...
I went to EJ, you went to EJ.
The show that I was doing back then, I mean, with, you know, Sid Showcase, the gay character that, you know, in the, there was a closet in the studio, and he came out of the closet,
right,
and joined us on the air. You know, some of the stuff that I did, man, that would never be allowed on school buses today.
Right. Anyway, but my point, I called in to let you know why, the real reason why crime's down in New Orleans.
Okay.
Okay. I like the new police chief a lot. The mayor, if it was up to her, she would have never hired the lady. The mayor's a terrible example of being honest and uncorrupt in a city. So, like, being a representative, terrible example. And, you know, but anyway, the main reason is the state got the special task force down here. And they went after the worst of the criminals, and they got the state prosecutors and the state judge to go in front of. And guess what? The word went back in the neighborhoods that so-and-so who's been acting up, the bad guy in the neighborhood, all of a sudden he never got released from jail, and he's being prosecuted, and he's being punished for the crime that he committed, and they're setting an example. And the other people in the neighborhood is like, oh, well, they're finally doing something. I don't want to get in trouble. You know, before, the word out was you could do whatever you want and get away with it. So,
you know, Paul, that's you know, it's a good point. The, you know, Troop NOLA, the Louisiana State Police have come here to assist the New Orleans Police Department. You know, they have slightly different rules when it comes to some things. And yes, they have had a tremendous impact on fighting crime.
Big difference, because they're not going in front of the judge and being given a punishment for the crime they committed. I'm not saying throw away the key on a lot of people, you know, but you have to have repercussions, you know, for what you do.
Oh, I agree.
Otherwise, we'll just have complete anarchy.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hey, Paul, I'm really glad you called. I think it's a really good point. And, you know, we've often talked about how the state police have contributed to NOPD. No reflection on the job NOPD is doing, but, they have different rules. And so, yeah, the state police are able to do a few things that the local police can't do. If you've got a comment, the Okanagan Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Here at West End, we had a big rain shower just a little while ago. And last night, I'm on Bourbon Street. Last night, it's packed. And about 9:30, it started to rain. And boy, then it rained. And a lot of people were getting wet. A lot of people seeking shelter under balconies and awnings and going into clubs and bars to get out of the rain. But the rain stopped and they all went back out on the street. So I didn't make it to Frenchman. I'm sure Frenchman was the same way. But Bourbon Street last night was really packed for Halloween. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we will be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 1969, Suspicious Minds by Elvis hit number one on the Billboard Top 100 chart. This was really the last really big hit that Elvis had. I mean, I could be wrong. You can correct me. I'm not an expert on Elvis. But by 1969, 1970, Elvis was, he was still in great shape. He kind of made a comeback in ways, and he had that great special where he was wearing that, black leather jacket and black leather pants, and he just looked great. And after that, he started to change a little bit and sadly died way too young. All right, Trump is telling supporters in New Mexico, your votes are rigged. He's already telling them the votes are rigged, but he's also telling them to go out and vote. Which sounds kind of ridiculous. Hey, your votes are rigged, but get out and vote anyway. I don't get all that. Well, I do understand it, but it's just ridiculous, because what if Trump wins? Trump is laying the groundwork for voter fraud, and there are some talk show hosts in swing states like Wisconsin, and they're already promoting election denial. What if Trump wins? Well, then we're not denying the election. Well, then there's no fraud. I mean, do you see the hypocrisy that is such a part of America? Do you see the hypocrisy that makes people just look absolutely ridiculous? I mean, it makes them look silly. And we got to talk about what Trump said about Liz Cheney and Liz Cheney's reaction. And man, a lot of MAGA supporters hate Liz Cheney. But I remind you, Liz Cheney is an American, and she has a right to be a Republican and vote for whoever she wants to vote for. And this idea that you have to support Donald Trump in order to be a Republican, that's not true. You can be a Republican. You can be a conservative. You can believe in conservative ideology and be a true conservative and hate Donald Trump. Liking Donald Trump is not a prerequisite for being a Republican or a conservative. So, let's remember that. Also, there is a generation that is lying to the pollsters. And I've been talking about this for a while. I'm not sure the polls are accurate, because I'm not sure the people who are talking to the pollsters are all telling the truth. And so now we've got some evidence. There's a new poll out showing that this particular generation is lying to the pollsters. So we'll be talking about that this afternoon. And it's free for all Friday. So if you want to join us with a comment about anything you want to talk about, the Okanagan Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And we can also talk about the Saints. LSU have a big game. Hey, congratulations to the Tulane Green Wave. They beat the 49ers of Charlotte last night, ESPN game. I think it was a 34-3. So, yeah, Tulane 7-2 now in the season. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we will be right back on WWL.